Trigger warning. In this episode, we do talk about suicide ideation and substance abuse. If you or any loved ones are in need of assistance, there is hotlines in our bio and at the end of this video. Thank you guys. Love you.
Our guest. What prompted your decision to quit drinking?
I think that's the beginning. It's like really fucking hard. So who am I outside of that? My friends some of them have come to me and they're like, yeah, I'm gonna try to do this. You're helping inspire that. I'm like, oh shit. Well, you, awesome. Yeah, you got my fucking support. Yeah, like I love IPAs. They have plenty of. That's fine. That's not for everybody. It's my
oh, damn. Sparkling water to brighten your day.
You're like, but I am not.
To be fair,
friend,
am I fake high? No,
it's the backdrop. I think it's the backdrop. It makes you feel like
fuck. No, I'm cool. Sobriety.
Right. Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Sorry We're Drunk.
Sorry.
I am Brie.
Wait, but we're not drunk.
Oh yeah, we did it again. Sorry, we're sober.
We're sober. Per the confusion, that's why. Okay, we're gonna be sober this month.
Yes.
Dry January.
I'm Brie.
Cindy. I'm Rosie.
And we have a guest here. This is Michael.
And Bebe.
Everybody knows Bebe, right?
He's mine now.
Oh, yeah. He loves guests. He loves new people.
He's real comfy.
No, yeah.
I'm comfy. I'm warm.
I'm actually upset. Let me go there.
Don't worry. I'm gonna leave and he's gonna stay with you.
Yes, he is.
True.
Okay.
All right, guys. As you know, or if you don't know, we did announce that we're doing Dry January. This is our first episode for Dry January, so yay. Very excited. We have a guest here. We're gonna go ahead and talk about alcohol abuse awareness, like everything to do with, you know.
Not drinking.
Sobriety.
Yes. Sobriety. Yeah.
Yes. Rosie, would you like to talk about what our drink of the day is?
It's my turn already.
Cohesively. One, two.
I was not ready. Okay. Cheers.
Fancy.
Cheers.
Okay, cheers, we are drinking Recess Mood. That's all it says. These are, what are they called? Oh, it smells funny.
functional seltzer. This is a functional seltzer, ladies and gentlemen.
Meaning it's supposed to make us feel something, but not drunk.
A natural mood enhancement.
Okay, so basically, Recess is a team of creative people in search of calm. People feel calm, focused, and creative despite the stressful world around them. So they're just, it says, summary. They just created a drink that's going to make them feel social, calm, without drinking, basically.
Nice.
This has, hold on, I took a bunch of screenshots. Functional, I literally just could have just scrolled and it says functional right here. Functional ingredients you can feel. It has magnesium, I'm not going to try to say this. Can we just add it?
The L.
Magnesium alf.
L3 and 8.
It says it's a form of magnesium for the brain, and then it has L-theanine.
Adaptogens.
Theanine.
Easy. Yeah. It eases tension, brightens the day, and then it also has lemon balm, supports equilibrium, and helps you unwind.
I like that.
Yeah. These are expensive. They're like I think we paid $39.99 for a 12 pack. $39.99 for a 12 pack.
That is kind of up there.
Yeah.
So like, you know, when you compare it to drinks, it's a little pricey.
Well, yeah,
but,
it's,
you know.
Yeah. The same thing as like organic versus regular food. Like organic is always like much more expensive, so they make it more difficult.
Yeah.
To be healthy.
Yeah.
This has a funny taste.
You're not sure about the
I like. I like this though.
Why is it giving like vinegar?
What is your flavor?
What?
I'm like, what is your flavor?
What's your flavor?
Okay, by the way, this is the what? The tropical pack?
This is
Paradise pack?
Paradise sampler pack.
Paradise sampler pack. I'm drinking raspberry lemon.
I have the tropical bliss.
This one's blood orange.
Ooh, and mine is strawberry rose.
I don't know.
Is it the lemon in yours?
This one's good. A little blood orange is freaking good.
There's something about it I don't like.
I do like mine. It's very, it tastes like a yogurt, like a Go-Gurt. Mm. Mine does.
Oh, damn. Go-Gurt? Hell yeah.
Go-Gurt? Mm-hmm. Mine's not giving Go-Gurt.
No, this was just straight blood orange, like straight up. Yeah.
It's good. Raspberry lemonade?
Yeah, I like this. Yeah.
I was getting like a...
It's definitely giving tropical.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. So does it feel like...
doesn't like it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like super sweet or icky.
No.
No, it's like definitely not.
Very light.
Oh,
very
did I say how many calories? 20 calories.
It's also a plus that the nutritional facts are right on the can.
That is a plus.
Yep, yep.
It says an antidote to modern times on the can. Okay. That's cute. The can, the filling, the sparkling water.
We shall see.
Already the cans are super, super cute.
Yeah, I love
packaging. 10 out of 10, not gonna lie. Okay.
We were going to talk about our decision in doing Dry January in general. Mm-hmm. How we got here, why we decided to start this. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. In doing so, I feel like we should start with your preparation.
Listen, I feel like it's kind of awkward introducing Mallory's Michael here. When Michael is here.
Okay, you know what?
It's okay. Don't feel awkward.
It's because... Okay, this is what I came up with, right?
Shoot, okay.
And then you can, in further detail, introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Since you are here present.
Yes, I'm right here.
Because like... Okay, yeah. the Dry January idea did originally... We got inspired by Michael, so...
Yes.
Okay, go.
So, who is our guest?
Our guest is, he,
is Michael. How do we know him? So he's a fellow. He's a fellow coworker of Rosie and I. I would say an avid lover of punk rock music. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's a genre.
A skilled guitarist. And I would say, like we mentioned already, inspiration to this episode and kind of previewed us into Dry January.
Yes.
Right. Cuz he literally pitched the idea.
Yeah, we were like, at work. At first I was like, that's crazy. But then after I think Cindy brought it up again, I'm like, you know what? That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's like a good idea.
I feel like with
cuz I was just teasing us. Yeah. I was just teasing at first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, that's actually a good idea.
He was like really like
I'm like, come on.
Like, what is it called?
Well, cuz he's been teasing like being creative. A guest.
Enthusiastic. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, he was teasing being a guest for a long time. That was like a joke. But then
we're like, hold on.
But then no, actually, because then he was like, something about a sober episode, and I was like, wait, what? Because I didn't even know you were not drinking. And then that's when the whole like idea.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think that I don't drink.
You wouldn't think.
No, yeah, they take a look at me and they're like, "Nah, you do all sorts of shit." Huh?
We don't judge here.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I'm not talking about you.
No, we don't judge.
Everywhere else, though, there's the judgments there.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's like very important to talk about because, obviously, like people drink, but then there's also the other aspect of it, like people who don't for various reasons, either because they're recovering from alcoholism or just like a personal choice. And it's, I feel like we should be able to cater to those people as well.
Yes.
By providing options.
Yes. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do love our seltzers, but yeah, I think in like in the back of my head for the longest, I was like, damn, we're gonna be doing this podcast. We're gonna be drinking a lot. I'm like, I know at one point, like I'm gonna want a month where I want to really start eating healthy or, you know, I want alternatives like from our seltzers and stuff, or like not even just like a month, but like here and there, you know?
Yeah.
And I did, like, I think it was, like, trending for a while. Like, people were talking about alternatives and these drinks that have, like, the adaptogens.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the
where...
functional ones.
Yes, yeah. That were natural mood enhancers. And I was like, okay, this could be something that we could do if we choose not to drink a month or a day or one episode. Mm-hmm. We could do this. Mm-hmm. And so when that idea came on, I was like,
We actually can do something
with
this.
Yeah, so we could try some of these drinks.
Yeah.
And also, it was like the beginning of like a new year. Yes. It just felt like a good like refresh.
It makes sense. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love to change it up a little bit.
The drink is cold, and I'm getting cold.
I know. I know. We are. It's currently very, very cold where we are. And there's cold drinks.
Okay. Yeah. I got this warm dog on me. I'm chilling.
Look at this fucking dog, the way he's chilling on that.
Like,
oh my God.
Like, I don't know if it's this already kicking in or like it's just the dog. I think it's just a dog.
He's an angel.
Yeah, he's
angel.
Such a sweetheart.
Anyways.
After he, like, almost knocked over everything.
The whole set.
No, girl.
I was going to say something when you guys were talking. Oh, the fact that we were, like, saying, like, eventually... because we created the podcast, and then all of a sudden we're like, we can't quit drinking.
I did
do that. Remember when I was like, I'm not gonna drink, but then I'm like, I have to drink for the podcast.
Yeah.
So that was like my excuse to only drink on those days.
Yeah, that's smiley. Yeah.
Lame excuse.
So the next couple episodes we'll be giving you guys different alternatives. So yeah. Be excited for that. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about this one already.
I got used to the flavor already.
Yeah.
I'm interesting to try that because I'm like, what is it that you're...
No, there's definitely like a... Wait, let me see.
Maybe it's the lemon. Because I don't have any vinegary taste.
I don't know why I'm tasting vinegar. I could be making it up.
I'm just really happy with the choice I made.
Oh, for real. I had chose blood orange originally.
Does everyone's can like... say calm, cool, collected?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Where?
Oh, yeah.
Calm,
oh,
yeah. Cool, collected.
Yeah, this...
Three Seas of Life.
Yeah, this brand has different variety packs. There's
a bunch of different flavors.
They're supposed to do different things for you?
Yeah, different things for you, I believe. And yes, they have different ingredients. Yeah. But then there's some that they have that are like... That actually tastes like mocktails, like Maloma flavored and like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
One more thing. I think you have to show ID to buy these.
For those?
Really?
Yeah, because I ordered these on Amazon, but they were saying like at delivery that they were probably going to check my ID. They didn't, but I think
interesting.
For some reason, the Breeze ones too, they
were. Oh, wow. Those make sense.
Those, understandable, yeah.
But these?
I mean, you still get carded for the NAs too, so. Yeah, it's just like a law thing. Yeah,
that's interesting.
Okay. All right. The more we know.
Yeah.
It's like we're learning. It's like, we're learning
gonna
more.
Going to do anything to me. It's like still.
I know. I was like, does this count? If we still have to show ID, that means something's wrong.
There's a little something in there. Hold on.
But I mean, I feel like it's like. If like kids are getting non-alcoholic, like I don't know, it just doesn't
yeah,
because right.
I mean, right. it still tastes and smells like it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I think that's why we didn't pick the like Paloma ones or like the ones that actually taste like mocktails, because we're like, let's try to stray away from that.
Yeah,
you know. Anyways, Michael.
Yes,
Michael.
We want to start off. Something fun, something interesting. Just like a little warm up,
a little lighthearted,
a little heart. Yes, exactly.
Before right. we hit you with the tough boom. Questions.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. There's more you don't know about. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
Imagine we just hit him with a whole different.
So the questions we gave you, those are not it.
False. Good thing I didn't try to come up with answers for any of them.
Good thing I didn't prepare.
No, not at all. I thought about it. I was like, am I going to think of answers for each and every one of these questions? But well, I was like, they're my brain.
They're pretty natural questions. Like, yeah, you don't have to really.
I'm like, I'm not trying to do like a presentation or nothing like that, you know?
No,
we're literally going to start up a PowerPoint.
So, explain yourself in this photo. I'm just kidding.
Imagine.
You did like a deep search on me.
Wait, that would have been a good one.
Oh, damn. That now would have been scary.
Like, quick Google keep search, real quick.
Damn.
Okay. Sorry.
Go.
I'm back on track. Can you tell us either your best or worst drunk story?
My best or worst. Oh,
or favorite.
Or
my most favorite. Memorable.
Yeah, I think most memorable is a great way to.
Yeah.
When I think of drunk stories, I think of the time that I lived in Covina for about a year. So I came home from work one night. I went to go to the liquor store right before I went home. And I picked up about I picked up like 4 cans of Steel Reserve. If you don't know what Steel Reserve is, that's the cheapest, gnarliest beer that'll kick your ass. Like I think it's like 8% or something like that.
Oh, shoot.
The 311 Steel Reserves. I was coming out. I'm on my longboard. I immediately fall coming outside of the liquor store. So I drop my cans, and then this like old head gangster dude sees me and he helps me with my stuff. And he's like, oh man, you're right, blah, blah. And I was already pissed. So I'm like, he's like, you know what? He's like, let's have a drink. He's like, just kick it and drink. And I was like, you know what? Why not? Let's just fucking drink. So right there outside the liquor store, and we're drinking, and this time passes, whatever. I get pretty fucked up, and he's like, okay, I'm gonna go up the street this way, blah blah blah. I'm already like fuzzed out, I can't remember everything. I just remember him saying he has to leave. And so I'm like, all right. It was like, yeah, let me walk you down up the street, and then I'm gonna go skate home. And by the time I start walking with him up the block, before we even like hit the fucking sidewalk, I'm gone. Like, I just remember blacking out. Next thing you know, I'm coming back, I'm fading back in, and I have this dog's head in my hand, and I'm just going.
Our face.
And, it looked like my dog. I had a pit bull, and I just remember that face looking so similar. So I just remember this, and all I hear is, "What are you doing back there?" And I'm just like, "Huh?" And again, I just black out. I come back in again.
It's
messy. This is messy. I come back in, fade back in, and I'm fucking handcuffed out on the sidewalk. And there's like these three. There's these three like broly ass cops. And you see you standing up. I'm not like a big dude. So like there's like these three broly ass cops surrounding me, and they're taking all the shit I have out of my pockets. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm just staring at this brick wall, just confused as hell. And then I think the guy who called the cops, whose house I went to his backyard, and I started playing with his dogs. That's what happened. That's where the dog's head came in.
That's not a threat.
Yeah.
I mean, but to a stranger.
But okay, but the thing is, this wall was like, it was tall. Like, I don't even know how I guess I heard the dogs, or I literally had to like pull myself up and climb over. So whatever blackout me was thinking was, I was like, oh, I hear dogs. Like, let me go see. And this one looked like mine, I guess. So I was like, oh, let me go play with these dogs. Like a dumbass. So I'm handcuffed. I'm just like confused. I'm pretty sure I look confused as hell. Because then the guy, he tells them, you know, he's like, oh, you know what? Just let him go. Like, I guess he saw me like with that what the fuck look on my face. And like, I'm still trash as hell. I realize like I don't have anything. My longboard was gone. My phone was gone. I lost like my glasses, I think, if I had even had glasses at the time. I lost almost everything except for like a bag of food that I brought home from work.
Damn.
Yeah, I was like, what? Yeah, I was like, I need that.
Not even dog got to that.
I left it because it was like against the wall or something. And yeah, so he tells the cops, now I let him go. Fucking, I'm just there confused, and he's yelling at me after the cops leave. Like, he's just like, you need to get out of here, man. And I'm sorry. Like, I can't see anything. Like, I don't even have my phone. I'm like, can you point me to a main street at least, dude? And he's like, yeah, he's like, the street's up there. He's like, you need to get out of here. I'll call the cops again. I was like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Like, clearly the and cops let me go.
I ended up being like, four long ass Covina blocks away from my house, something like that, four or five. So I wasn't that far, but I was like, oh shit, I don't even know what happened. Yeah,
blackout one thing, but blackout and come back and
yeah,
go back.
The fade in, fade out was insane.
That remember, friend, that night, that's what was happening to me. Like, I just would remember, like, and I literally was so aware of it while it was happening. Like, I literally would be like, what the fuck did I just do? Like, what just happened 5 minutes ago? I was tripping on Brie. Like, I kept telling her, like, I don't remember what happened. I don't remember. That's ugly.
Yeah. It's a trip. It is terrifying.
Good.
No, that's a mixed story, because it was like, oh shit, there was like some cute ass dogs, but then I'm like handcuffed with three big ass cops.
You're also lucky that those dogs weren't aggressive.
I know, right?
Yes, yeah, and you know what? I'm also lucky for that guy in the house wasn't a gun owner.
That is very true.
He could have just been like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's one that's
lucky all around.
Yeah. And then damn, there's another time in Covina. I literally was there for, like I said, for like about a year. I didn't know anybody there. Like, everybody who I would hang out with is over here for the most part. So I ended up finding this bar that was walking distance, like no more than like 5-6 minutes away from where I was staying at. What was it called? The Republic or something like that. something like that. But they sold nothing but craft beers, so they had just a bunch of variety of IPAs and all that kind of stuff.
Hate those.
Love those things. Those are my favorite. Those were my favorite. So I found that bar, and I was like, okay, cool. So I started kind of hanging out there every so often. And one of those nights, I got fucking trashed, drunk. I blacked out again. Started off simple from what I remember. I blacked out. I wake up in between the bar and my house in front of like this like old folks home or something like that. I was just, there was like a patch of lawn next to like the driveway going up to the back of it where the parking lot was at. And I was just there. I just woke up like face up. I was like, oh shit. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? Yeah, I swear to God, it was like 3-4 in the morning, maybe even 5, something like that. I was there for a minute, and it was a trip. I was like, yo, and again, I didn't have my phone. I thought I lost my debit card, and I was like, fuck, I just gotta go home. I can't do anything else. So I go home. Next day, I come back. I go see if my stuff's at the bar. Oh, I had a smartwatch, so I was able to actually track my phone, and it was at the bar. So I was like, kick ass, it's there. At least let me get that. And so I went, and the same bartender chick was there, and I was like, I think I left my phone here. And she's like, oh, so I was like, yeah, you had a good time last night, huh? And
that's so ugly. She was like, she was
chill. She was super cool. She was like, yeah, you got so drunk, you stepped behind the bar and you started talking to like these two girls that were there, and they thought you worked here for a while. Oh, shit.
Them drinks.
I'm like, why the fuck
didn't they get you?
Yeah, like, why didn't they tell me to get out from the bar? They just left me there. Like, I was like, okay.
They're like, let's just watch what he does.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
Entertainment. They're all sitting in the back having a break.
They're making work for free.
Imagine. Nah, they didn't tell me I served anything, but that would have been funny, dude.
Come back again.
Yeah, that was funny. And then I later found my debit card in my pocket. It was in my pocket the whole time. But that was cool.
That's good.
That was kind of a funnier one, except for the laying down on the grass part in front of that old folks home. Because then I did have a friend tell me, it was like, dude, you're lucky you didn't like vomit while laying back, mm-hmm. just like full yeah. Jimi Hendrix. Just that's it.
That's literally.
And I was like, that is also fear. That's something to think about too. Yeah. So, mm-hmm.
Do we mm-hmm. learn? He learned eventually.
Yeah. Eventually, yeah. Yeah. But not really. There was still a long time after that. I was just getting yeah. super trashed like yeah. all the time. But I think the Covina, those two Covina's little stories were my most memorable ones, yeah. I would say.
That's crazy.
That's for sure.
When did you start drinking? Was it
at 21? I started, I started.
Girls and boys.
Yeah, right.
I started at 19.
That's so not that bad.
But it still was technically legal because I did it in Mexico. Yeah. So I went on a trip to Veracruz when I was 19 with this group of people. We went out to go learn how to play music, and yeah, it was super, super cool. So that was the first time like I tried drinking.
19?
Yeah. So
that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, for like when I was growing up, I was super like, no, I'm not gonna really? Do that. I'm not gonna do nothing like that. I'm not gonna do drugs, smoke weed, mm-hmm. drink. And then, you know, you kind of just grow up and shit happens. Yeah, yeah.
It's funny because I was never that person. I was never like, I'm never gonna do these things. I'm like, really? I cannot wait to try. Yeah. I cannot wait to drink.
Yeah, I used to rock the fucking straight edge sweater and shit. Oh. I was hard on it. No, the not dare. It said edge. So like straight edge and shit like that.
Oh,
and
he was serious.
I was I was like very adamant about not getting That's involved crazy. With that stuff. But
okay, so then yeah, now I'm even more interested as to how you started. Like, okay, so what happened in Mexico that you started drinking?
No, just. It wasn't anything crazy. We were just we went to this little town. We took this truck to this little town away from the ranch that we were staying at, and you know, it was just kind of like party time for everybody. Mm. So we got off, and then we had to kind of like walk to the town. And before that, there was like a little spa, and they had beers and shit. Mm. So They're just like, I became curious. I was like, yeah, I'm like, technically this is legal, you know. I'm away from home. I'm with a bunch of like really good, cool ass people. And then somebody told me like, like, yeah, no, it's just like a, it's like an acquired taste. And I was like, now I'm even more curious. So then I tried, I'm like, man, this ain't no acquired taste. This was easy to drink, that's dude. Yeah. It was like regular, like, that's funny, cheap beer. I don't remember.
Like beer? It was beer?
Yeah, it was just regular beer. Yeah, regular, simple beer. And I was like, that was nothing. So, yeah. And then I tried some other drink. I don't remember what they called it, but it was like in this little, you know, like those bins that the Aguas Frescas come in? Mm-hmm. They have the big ones. It was like a little one like that. And it was like this milky, creamy drink. And I don't remember what was in it, but I tried it, and that one got me a little. That one got me a little. I was like, oh, whoa, that was pretty cool, man. Like,
something's happening.
Yeah, like, everyone, like, it was crazy. We were in the town, and, like, they come up with the drink, and it's, like, nighttime. Everyone, like, we had, like, this, like, the oldest members from that little town just jamming out with everybody. It's, like, cool. Circling there.
Oh, that's sick.
It was Kumbaya, Mexico. In Veracruz, I mean. I'm sorry. Yeah, but that was killer. That was actually good.
That sounds actually pretty cool.
So. Yeah. The beginnings were like, oh, this is cool, man. This wasn't too bad. I had some sense of control.
I don't think we've ever talked about our first time drinking.
Yeah, I don't which think is we weird. Have. Yeah. Which is, we definitely need to talk
about. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
My first time ever drinking? Oh, I was probably like fucking. Like ever trying to drink?
I was three.
You know, I was really. Young.
How many first times do you have?
You know, I'm like, because I was about to tell one story, but then I'm like, realistically, my first time ever trying like a drink, I was probably like fucking. Like 10.
10.
But just because, like, you know, my parents used to party, so I was like, let me try it. But then it tastes disgusting.
You're like, yeah.
So like, they knocked out. I'm like, let me see what the hype is. But then it was disgusting. Yeah. So I would, like, have a little sip here and there.
Man, adults are dumb.
Yeah, no, I was like, I don't get it. Yeah. But, like, my first time where I was like, I'm going to drink. Mm-hmm. I was with Brandy, of course. Mm-hmm. And I think she just had fucking a beer. Somebody gave her a fucking this disgusting drink.
Some type of beer?
A Mickey.
Oh, Mickey.
And no, so bad. We were literally trying to drink it, and we were just like gagging the whole time. So that was also unsuccessful because we were like, But I think the first time I ever like
caught a buzz.
Yeah, it was Four Locals.
Four Locals? Yeah, how old were you then?
I think I was like 15.
Sounds 15, about right. 16-ish? Sounds about right.
Four Locals at school, after school.
Oh, damn, dude.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about it anymore. God, yeah, Four Locals are bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
I've seen the effects. Never tried it, though. Never wanted
it. Same. At one point, that was like the one that I was like, oh, I could drink. Oh, remember juice? Or I don't know, you probably don't remember juice, but juices were also like, that might have been the first one. I think juice came before Four Locals. I remember drinking juices. They're the same shit basically, but they were called juice, like J-O-O-S-E.
There you go. Yeah, juice. Same thing. They were
I think that was the first thing that I drank, because it was this grape one that I used to drink all the time. Yeah. I acquired the taste, and then I was like, I realized I know exactly how many I could handle, which was 2.5, which is actually really bad. Nowadays, I can never drink more than one.
Yeah.
Is that still a thing?
No, they don't exist, but they were like the same percentage as Four Locals.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was like what? Like almost like 14%?
They were 14%.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah. Cold. I don't know how I
got a dog.
Dude, he looks so funny. He's like hanging half his head on the thing.
He's like fully knocked out.
But yeah, no. We used to like literally shotgun them.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I don't know how I didn't kill myself. I'm dead ass. Like, I did some dumb ass shit in school.
When you're young, you don't give a shit.
Yeah, and I somehow would come home after that and not get caught.
That was so bad.
me exposing myself because literally nobody knows that. Out.
It's on. It's recorded. I was a good girl. I feel like I didn't really drink until like 18 and I went to freaking Mexico. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That was the first time I ordered myself a drink. And I, it was like an iconic thing for me because like, I used to like, I used to watch this movie called 13 Going on 30. It's like my favorite movie ever. And the first thing she orders is a pina colada. And I'm like, that's going to be my first drink ever. And that was like, it was an iconic thing. Aww. But yeah, I feel like other than that, I've tasted beer before and I knew I didn't like it. So I was like, I'm not going to be a drinker. Like, fuck, like yeah. That shit tastes disgusting. But then when I started drinking like when I was 18, maybe 17, 18. But, like, they would have, like, those, like, sweet-ass fucking drinks. Like, not Ciroc. I'm thinking, what's the other one that starts with the S? It's, like, they have, like, strawberry, like, the sugary-ass, like, alcohol. I don't even know if a vodka-based, maybe.
They were, like,
Smirnoff?
Pre-mixed. Oh. Like
Schnapps?
Shots. No. I don't know.
You take shots?
Yeah.
But you can the bottle look like? What the bottle look like?
It's like pink and yellow.
I feel like
it looks so fun.
Hypnotic?
Hypnotic? That sounds like
that's
hypnotic.
That's blue, no?
That's blue,
but
yeah.
But they have different flavors for
pink
that.
Pink and yellow is it's sounding like the vodka. Oh, so the vodka one, right? Yeah. It's like Svedka.
Yeah.
Svedka, oh my god. I forgot about that one.
Okay, this is...
That's actually straight liquor, you know that, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking you're talking about a mixed drink. That's liquor.
But, like, it tastes awful, you know? So I was like, okay, I could do this.
That's funny.
And then I feel like seltzers is a new thing. When seltzers came, I was like, okay.
Yeah, when seltzers became a thing, then I was able to stop drinking, like, alcohol, because that's what I would do. I would just fucking drink
Jack and Coke.
Yeah. Jack and Coke. Before that, I was stuck on, like, what is the rum called?
Malibu?
No.
Captain Morgan.
Oh, Captain Morgan too, but there was another
Blue
one.
Blue Sapphire? Or Sapphire, what is it called?
No. It's a...
Hold on. Bombay.
We can move on. It's fine.
Should have remembered.
It's like literally right here. It's fine. There was a rum I was stuck on for a while too. Yeah. And then I
think
graduated.
It was...
Sailor Jerry? Is that a rum?
Sounds familiar. I believe so.
I think
Sailor
that's
Jerry.
That's what I used to drink.
Yo, you be popping out with shit I've never heard of.
You're
lovers.
I am because I knew I didn't like beer too, so I was like, let me try everything else besides beer.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
I went through phases of all the liquors. Literally.
All the liquors except all the for liquors. Beer.
God damn.
Yeah, I know.
What you said, Dave?
And the beer.
I was definitely in sixth grade, so that's 14, 15, around that age?
14.
Sixth grade?
Yes.
That's younger. No, that's
way younger.
Like 12, 13.
Okay, well, that's when I started.
I was in high school at 15, 14.
I would only really drink because we would go to these kickbacks, and they would have
in
fucking
sixth
Mickey's.
Grade?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You're
in sixth grade?
I'm not judging or anything. I'm just
like... So when you're in sixth grade, Mickey's
but
goes a long
way.
But I
never really got drunk because I would taste it and I'm like, this is disgusting. I don't want this shit.
Yeah,
but I just tasted it because it was available and I'm like, okay, let me see what's up.
Yeah.
But I was like, no. And I think that's why I was very put off beer because like my first experience to it was, I was like,
yeah.
This is nasty.
So we both tried
like,
Mickey's first?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's not even technically beer, right? Isn't
that's
like
malt.
A malt.
That's malt. Yeah. That's...
So what's the difference between a beer and a malt?
Okay, look. I looked this up last time, but I can't tell you for sure. Remember last time we had this discussion?
Yeah.
We'll learn eventually.
Oh.
Or do you know?
I just know malt drinks. Those are just way nastier.
Yeah, but the technical reasons, I don't know.
Yeah.
We,
either way,
was
I drank all that shit. No problem. That's funny.
Sorry. Yeah. No. But that was... What was your first time getting drunk?
I don't remember.
Sydney's memory is not great.
Yeah, no. I don't remember.
I can't really remember my first time getting drunk.
Oh, I think it was definitely at a kickback. Yeah. I can remember, like... My friend struggling to get me back home.
Oh, shit.
How you know.
Because we like, the kickback wasn't far from my house at the time. So she was, like, trying to walk me back. And I can remember, she was like, don't fall. But I think it was beer at that time, though.
Yeah, no.
Don't drink beer, guys. I'm just
never like beer too enough much to get beer. Drunk off of it.
Don't be like me.
Don't be like him or us, really. I'm literally thinking like the last time when we were talking about blackout stories. This fucking last time at Olivia's. Should I say your name?
Yeah.
At Olivia's, that was bad, and that literally just happened. Like, yeah. I literally don't learn. I legit like did not remember how I got home, but I assumed it was with you guys. That's why when you told me, she texted me. She's like, "How did you get home?" I was like, "I thought I was with her, so I don't know." So then I had to do research on my phone, and I found out that I did take an Uber.
By the way, I knew she got home safely. Okay, I went to the restroom. I walked out, and she was gone. Everyone was like, "She took an Uber home." I was like, "What the fuck?" Okay,
even I'm like, "What the fuck? Why did I do that?"
Just go home with me.
But how did you know I got home safe? You checked my location? Yes. Okay, well, after I found out that I took an Uber, I was like, I need to watch the Ring footage to see how the fuck I walked in. I looked not that bad. I was struggling to get in the door per usual. But, like, I didn't look like I was blackout drunk.
That was crazy.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you anything about that Uber. I do not remember leaving her apartment at all.
Because you had a... go to the elevator, click go down, and walk down.
Find my Uber driver. Yeah. Make sure I got in the right car.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, it's actually really bad.
The more detail you get into it, sounds scarier, yeah.
The
whole thing was scary.
No, yeah, it's not good. That's the last time I got drunk, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now we're here.
Dry January.
And great. To segue from that, what prompted your decision to quit drinking?
So what prompted that decision?
Where did it all start?
Decision to quit drinking this final time, because it's happened before. Just overdoing it, obviously, and a lot of people telling me, come on, dude. You're kind of overdoing it. Yeah, mostly my mom. My mom telling me, like, of course, you know, she's going to be the one to tell me the most. This is where it's going to get a little heavy. So it's been over a year now. October 28th, 2023. I was kind of getting sauced that entire month. Until finally, I went to hang out and I was supposed to go to Universal Studios Horror Nights, pre-gamed in the parking lot with, yes, big bottle of vodka.
Oh, shit.
With, what was it? Fucking some sort of like gummy shit that was thrown in there. Oh man, fucking just went way too hard. Mm-hmm. Didn't even get into fucking Universal Studios. Ended up dipping out. Of course, I blacked out on the fucking car ride home. I was a passenger. I wasn't driving.
I blacked out. Yeah.
I mean, but that is just, the person I was with was just as fucked up as shit. I was. So it was not a good thing. Oh man, so yeah, damn, this is kind of a longer story. There's a lot of backstory to this. Let me put some context to this. There was somebody who I was kind of seeing.
Don't worry, if you're too loud, we'll edit it.
Okay, cool. So, no. Yeah, so I was kind of seeing somebody for a while, and long story short on that one, things got really weird, and I feel like after going through a lot of sessions of therapy, I've learned that I had developed a lot of unhealthy attachment styles, and just not being able to express myself properly, and aside from that, just kind of like taking shit as it was, and like I said, not expressing myself and kind of just like throwing myself into like a really terrible state of overthinking. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, my coping mechanism that I developed over the past few years, even prior to that, was drinking. Yeah. So that was kind of just like a slow roller coaster of just fucking getting worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, well, I was kind of seeing this person, but we weren't really anything. So I was not feeling, how do you put it? I wasn't feeling acknowledged or seen for who I was trying to be to that person. Mm-hmm. And so I'd get fucked up and I'd look for it elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So I fucked around a lot. A lot. And I was getting fucked up a lot. So I fucked around. And so this person that I was supposed to go to Universal Studios with was just another one of those instances. This person was just as fucking crazy of a drinker as I was. So, like I said, we got bad. Really bad. So, I said, we got fucking trashed. We didn't make it into Universal's. We came back. We came back to my house. I don't remember any of that. That other person ended up coming over, too. And... apparently, like, I walked this girl into my house and the other girl thought that I was helping her because she was fucked up.
Oh no.
But then she realized that we're both really fucked up. Mm-hmm. And the story was that I went inside of my room with that girl and I locked the door. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Probably just right inside, locked the door.
Who knows? Who knows? I can't even. Oh, she's right. We can run. We go faster. It's okay. If you're quiet, she can't see. Nah, but oh man, so fuck. I ended up coming out of that blackout, and yeah, that girl was gone. The one that I had gotten fucked up with to go to Universal Studios. So the other girl was still there, and then...
Why is she still there?
Did she drag out the other girl by her hair?
No, apparently, I guess, from what she told me later, was that she just told her to go home. She's like, you just go home. This is, like, I'm stupid, apparently, you know, like, I'm just being fucked up, I'm dumb, really, really dumb. I mean, and...
It.
How can you? If I would not acknowledge that after that, something's wrong with me still. Like, Jesus Christ. No, but yeah, I fucked up, and I guess there's a part of me that was just like, I'm kind of like done with all this shit. I also had like, am I allowed to say that? Like a suicidal ideation? Is that okay to say?
It's
sort of like a proper proper term for it, but yeah, there was that ideation. Mm-hmm. And I'd kind of been binging on it until that last night where shit just kind of like hit the fan and all the shit came out. And yeah, I just remember she was there, and then I get same thing, blacking in, out and out, and then I faded back in, and I'm walking outside the door, and I'm just walking. I lived in this cul-de-sac, and it was coming out. There's like a little part that comes out to the main street, and then across the street, there's a bridge. It's a bridge that goes over the highway, and I just remember walking. And I just thought to myself, like, oh, shit, I know where I'm going. And that's all I thought. And I didn't even think to stop or anything like that. And I made it all the way to the bridge. And so I climbed outside and I started making my way from the outside towards the center. And that's where I blacked out again. Like, I don't remember climbing out. And then fade back in, and I'm coming back on the side to come back into the sidewalk. And it's where that girl was there, my mom was there, my brother was across the street, the police were there to detain me, and Yeah, I pretty much almost got 51-50'd for the most part. I'm
surprised they didn't do that to you.
I did great on the questionnaire and the hospital. I was like, nah, man, I didn't. They're like, you know. They're like, I got drank a lot. I don't really want to do this. That was a mistake. I was blacked out, you know. And they're like, okay, fine. But you can go.
That's actually
72 hour hold. Yeah. You're good.
Okay. I was going to say at least the hold because.
Yeah, no, I was like, fuck that. I'm not staying in the. I don't want to stay there, dude. Like, the fucking breakfast sucked. I was really like, hell no.
Okay.
Sorry,
now you're worried about the
fucking
breakfast.
First world problem.
Exactly. But you know what? That'll teach you something because you're like, I don't want to fucking spend any more time here.
I remember thinking that because I woke up and I was still fucked up. Like, I was still so drunk. And I just remember, like, laying in that hospital bed and I was, like, talking to the nurse who was watching me. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't know what I was saying. I was just being dumb. I was like, man, this kind of sucks, huh? And I was, like, trying to make her laugh a little bit. And then the breakfast came. I was just like, oh, hell no, dude.
¡Qué porquería!
I was like, yo, this is...
So the breakfast was the turning point.
Not even just that, but I was like...
He's right, though. Every fucking...
Yeah, it's not good.
Every breakfast is terrible.
I'm laying there, and I'm like, yo, this is hell for me. I can't just keep fucking laying here either. And, like, this is not...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm, like, having to deal with, like... trying to remember what the fuck happened, and then
having
finally
someone there the whole time too watching you, huh?
Getting the visit from like my mom, a girl, and another friend of mine, and then like them telling me like, yo, you did all sorts of this shit. Like I got really aggressive apparently, and fucking yeah, I just went off the fucking rails when I was blacked out. Like it got really bad to that point where I almost tried to, you know, almost tried to jump off the side of a fucking bridge into the freeway. So that was this is the last time. It's been 14 months since then. So I think I'm doing pretty
good job. Pretty good. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that was the decision. Decision making point.
It, you know?
Yeah, that was the craziest and the closest to that it's ever gotten. So I was like, not even because they're telling me, I was like, okay, like I need to get my shit together, like once and for all, not fuck around with this anymore, because it's going, it got way too heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got way too real, way too serious, like,
yeah,
shit.
I should open your eyes a little bit.
Yeah, no, they opened.
they opened wide
as fuck. I was like, goddamn.
No, that's good, because for some people, it does not happen.
Yeah. Yeah, sadly, no, yeah.
Do you think if that didn't happen, you'd still be drinking today?
Honestly, I think I probably would. Yeah, I have thought about that a lot. If those events had not have happened, I'd probably be stuck on my same old bullshit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, 100%.
You had mentioned that. Before you were like, I'm never doing drugs. I'm never doing.
Oh yeah.
I'm never drinking. Why was that? Was there a reason behind that?
Yeah. I guess because I kind of grew up with my grandma smoking. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize what it was at the time, but I just remember she'd be smoking a lot. I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird to me as a kid.
Yeah.
And then kind of, you know, you start going to school. With a get older, you start hearing all these other kids saying like, I'm doing this and that or whatever, and partying and all this shit. And it was just a hateful fucking thing at the time. Yeah. And I was like, I don't need that to have. I don't want to do that. I don't need to do what you guys are doing. And especially because I think you guys are a bunch of assholes. So I'm like, I don't want to be like you. So I'm not going to do the things that you do. Yeah. So I think that's why I was very adamant on not being involved.
I feel like your mindset is it's either one or the other, or I don't know, for me it's like, I know people who are like that, or there's people who see that and like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Which is me.
Oh, damn, that looks
like,
fun.
That looks so fun. Looks, I want to try that. I can't wait to try that. Ruben was like that before too, huh?
Yeah.
Like with trying shit. Yeah. He was like, fuck that, I don't want to ever do that.
Yeah, exactly. But for him, I think it was more like he's seen the people consequences that, and he's seen like what negative it could cause to people around and to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So like, he never wanted to, you know, be another statistic, you know. Just, yeah. So that's why he pushed away from it for a long time.
Not forever, though. Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like...
Never say never.
Yeah.
Never say
never.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's the case for a lot of people. They see it growing up, and like you said, they see it growing up, either you get curious about it and can't wait, or you're like, I don't want to be like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I preach about my nephews all the time because they grew up with drug addict parents. And I always worried about what kind of life they were going to live because they literally knew nothing else. Yeah. But they are good. They're all good. Yeah. They do dumb shit. They do dumb shit, but nothing like, you know.
Like their parents.
It could be so much worse. It could be so much worse. So I always think about that too.
Were there any failed attempts?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yes. Yeah, there was about... For me, actually, telling myself, oh, yeah, I need to, like, stop. It's probably, like, a good, like, 2 or 3 prior. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all within, like, prior to these 14 months, like, a 4-year period, I think, I want to say. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I tried stopping a couple times, and then... I'm just like, it just called me back and I answered.
those times that you stopped, was it like for like a good amount of time or was it just
not at all? Yeah. I think the longest that I had gone before that was like 3 months, something like that. Okay. Yeah.
What really helped you this time around to push through?
This time pushing, getting help push through all that shit. My family for sure. My mom was very supportive after that. She was pissed, but she was supportive as hell, and she didn't give me shit about it, so that was good. I had some friends who I ended up telling them about it. They were very supportive as well. Just opening up. Oh, therapy as well, for sure. Yeah. Continuing.
Perhaps we're going to therapy because we literally still... talk about that shit all the time and have yet to go. Or you have you're the only one.
But, I would like to go again because I could see the benefits.
Yeah,
it's really helpful. I mean, in terms of like when me going back, I had stopped for a while through that period where I was escalated to that point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just stopped, and after that, I went back and mostly just to like kind of process everything. Mm-hmm. And you know, obviously the point of therapy is to have that safe space, that safe space for that open communication without any of that judgment. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I got really lucky finding the therapist that I have right now. Mm-hmm. So that was as helpful.
I feel like that's a struggle too, just trying to find someone that you feel okay to open
and comfortable with. Exactly.
Was that a struggle for you at all, finding the right therapist?
I feel like I really lucky. Like I looked. That was like
the first one or what?
Yeah, that was like one of the first ones because I had a friend who she'd given me the resource to find a therapist. So I looked probably like months later when I was like, okay, I need to do something again. I went between two. She wasn't the first choice that I was gonna go for. And for some other one, I left a message. I got nothing back, no call back, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. And then this, the other one that I have now, immediately we got that first session in the consultation session, whatever the hell it's called. Mm-hmm. And then, I had actual sessions, and I was like, oh damn, like this is fucking good. Like holy shit.
That was meant to be.
Oh yeah, that was meant to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I went, and then I stopped for a minute because I went right back on my bullshit, but after everything happened, I went back and it was just like, like just as good as it was the first time. Right. So I was like, and I'm still going. Like, still got bi-weekly, so
that's good. Yeah,
consistency is key.
Yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I'm gonna assume that helps. That's helping keeping you.
Yeah, definitely. It's helping keep me.
That's my word for this year. Consistency.
Yeah. Cool, calm, collected. Consistency. Yes.
Add it to the
trademark. That.
No, for real. I had seen a TikTok where it was like this girl was like, consistency. Be consistent, no matter what your mood is. Be consistent, no matter. What your emotions are, be consistent no matter how busy you are, you know, like whatever it is, stay consistent. Mm-hmm. You'll see improvement, you know, and whatever that is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
That makes sense.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you try doing any support groups or anything like that?
No. I still have yet to try to go. I was recommended one. Still waiting on the information for that. But yeah, I feel like even though I feel like pretty solid, pretty decent right now, it wouldn't hurt to put myself in that kind of environment.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I do have conversations like how we do are now, not podcast style.
Yeah,
like
without still, mics.
Yeah, with no mics. Yeah, real. I tend to have a lot of conversations about this topic. Like I said, especially with, like my friends some of them have come to me and they're like, "Yeah, I'm gonna try to do this. Like, I'm gonna try to not drink anymore." And like, you're helping inspire that. And I'm like, "Oh shit!" Well, you, awesome. Yeah, you got my fucking support, dude, yeah. For sure. So, going to like an actual group. Yeah. Of people like that, I'm like I'm down as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like having friends that are supportive like that is also very, very key to success.
No, honestly, yeah. And I mean, the other times I tried to do it, I wasn't open about it. You know, I was just kind of like, oh, man, I got to do it myself. I got to just, you know, I don't want to bother anybody with it. So let me just do it. And like, I'd kind of be like, oh, you know, yeah, I'm not drinking right now, but I wouldn't say why. Yeah. I wouldn't be like, you know, I'd just be like, no, it's like a break almost. But then last time I was like, you know, she was full open up with a lot of my close homies, and they were like, yo, dude, okay, like, now we understand why you want to stop, so you like, we got you. And I'm like,
that's good.
Yeah, I feel like they say this a lot, where it's like, if you want something for yourself, you gotta put yourself in the mindset of that person that you want to be. Like, you know how you're saying, like, oh, I'm taking a break for drinking.
Right.
Instead of saying that, be like, I'm not a drinker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Point blank, period. Like, it should be as simple, not as simple as that, but like, as blunt as that.
Yeah.
Right. You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, don't beat around the bush. Yeah.
Exactly.
You're messing with your own emotions there. So, like, you're setting yourself up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So basically, you went to therapy and you just quit on your own, and that's all you did. Like, that was your. You told your friends and you went to therapy?
I went to therapy and I was also prescribed medication after the incident had happened. They gave me one of the medications that was to curb alcohol cravings.
Okay.
So that one, I feel like that really helped me stick through like the first couple months of not drinking. Because I had a prescription for like about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me like, dude, if you take this and if you try to drink, it's going to make you throw up. Okay. That's a very strong incentive for me because I hate throwing up. So I was like, let's go, dude. I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that. I'm cool with that. So that also helped a lot. Yeah. Yeah. I was amazed. I was like, I didn't even know they have medication like that. Yeah. Like, what the hell? Alcohol craving? Hell yeah.
Do you know what it's called, for anyone that's wondering?
Ooh, I do not remember the name. You know, all those medications have like funny names that you can't really pronounce. I might have the bottle still, so
if I find out, I'll put it in the bio.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
And it was a pill.
Yeah, gotcha. It was a pill.
Was it a pill that I'm asking because I feel like it's the same as my mom's medicine that she took for her smoking, which she did not keep doing, so that's why she still smokes. But like, you start with one dose and then like it goes up or backwards.
Oh no, it was consistent. Like yeah, okay, it was the same daily. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any tips and tricks on how you're staying sober?
Oh, tips and tricks
for anyone,
and especially in social settings.
In social settings, so
I feel like that is like the hardest.
I feel like it might be different for most people. When I did start. You know, when I start to stop, I kept myself away from those settings. I just kind of did what I had to do. I went to work, came home, I had pets, so I took care of my pets, and that was pretty much it. If I wanted to talk to people, just hit them up. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, just like keep that communication, that open line of communication with whoever you feel comfortable with enough, you know. If you need someone to check in on you during that time when you first start, let it be known. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like, be very blunt, be very open with what you need. With me, I play a lot of guitar. So that's my outlet for certain things. I would just try to like focus on doing stuff like that. Hobbies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the beginning. It's like really fucking hard. So like just trying to come back to yourself and like find, okay, who am I outside of that, outside mm-hmm. of the alcohol or whatever substance that it might be that you use on a daily basis to kind of like escape, you know?
Mm-hmm. Cope.
Yeah, try to cope. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's really good. Yeah, because you can't put yourself... You'll be self-sabotaging yourself if you put yourself in situations that you know you're not ready for. You know?
Yeah, yeah, and that's where the failed attempts came into play too, because I was like, oh, no, I'm good, like I'm strong enough up here, but in reality, I was like, damn, no, I'm not ready. I was never ready, so that's why I was like, just keep yourself out until you do find better alternatives or stuff like that. Yeah. I love IPAs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they have plenty of. That's fine. That's not for everybody. It's cool. Oh, that is my. Oh, damn. So they got alternatives like that. Dude, so like
I didn't
once,
even know they did. They had that. Okay, go on.
No, we know they got that. They got the Lagunitas IPA.
Wait,
come on.
Okay,
this is beautiful.
The next question was, what is your alternative?
Yeah.
Well, I have.
Of course, he's going to come prepared.
I love this.
Yeah,
okay.
So.
I'm like,
I think this
I know, he literally was like, magic trick.
This is one of the ones that I found first. They have the Lagunitas. Like I said, this is if you like IPAs. They also have, you know, the regular chill ones, the Coronas,
the
and
chill
all that
ones.
Shit.
Yeah.
You know,
they also have White Claws. We saw them.
Oh, they have the true form of the White Claw, just the seltzer on its own, not hard.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
So I found the Lagunitas, the hops water. It was just basically like water. It's a clear bottle.
Yes, I think we.
Yeah.
What did we drink at Camp Lagna? Or no, I don't think that was you. Actually, that was me. Yeah. it was something like that, but we were adding vodka to it, but that's a different story. It was like a hops water, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
Is that a cat?
No, that's fucking
that's not a cat.
Hey, it's okay.
Bear. It's nothing, baby.
Don't leave me. You're keeping me warm.
Is anybody feeling anything now?
Yeah.
I'm starting to get sleepy, like, sleepy.
I don't know, I feel
I'm starting to feel light again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like my eyes are starting to squint now.
It could be. Oh, well, I don't know. I'm being a skeptic. No, yeah, that's what we were saying. We're like, is it a placebo effect? Anyways,
So yeah, Lagunitas. It's one of my favorite ones. I actually on the IPNA. Bomb as hell. Tastes just as good as a regular Lagunitas.
Sick.
For sure. Mm. And then we got this other one that I found. Mm. Well, I was introduced to this one, Ration Ale West Coast IPA. Non-alcoholic.
That's
beautiful.
So cool.
This one's very tasty. beginning, like, I was kind of finding some that were, like, kind of don't taste that great.
No, yeah.
Like, I'm like, damn, this is what people think when they drink regular IPAs. I'm like, all right, I kind of get it now. But, yeah, there's
you
some.
Found
there's,
the ones.
They got plenty. Like, fucking... Best Day Brewing, that's another good brand right there. They got different. This is the Hazy, but they have other ones too.
All
right. Let's see.
Oh my god, there's so many.
We got Hoppy Poppy.
Wow. Ooh, that's cute. Ooh,
that is really cute.
What is the Figueroa
Hoppy
Mountain?
Poppy.
That's really cool.
Ooh, the Athletic Brewing, that's another good one.
There are options, so there's no excuses.
There are so many options now.
A plethora.
There are so many options now, yeah.
Any different than your regular beer, you could fit right in.
But that's what you got to be careful too, because I did go to. I almost drank
almost
regular
had a boo boo.
Oh shit!
What is it? That would have been bad, bad, bad. I went to what is it? Total Wine.
Oh yeah.
Or something like that. I think that was the name. They have a big old non-alcoholic section. They got a bunch of these. They got the chill beers. They got the Danny Trejo's liquorless liquor stuff, whatever it is, like the tequila.
That.
Yeah, I was tripping.
Oh,
I was like, what
shit.
The hell?
Is crazy.
Yeah, they have like bottles of.
I've seen one called liquor. Nowadays.
Zero Proof. There you go.
I've
seen a bottle recently.
But I picked up a pack from there. and I was like, oh, these look good. And it was from like one of the same brands that I pulled out. I can't remember which one, but I I'm so glad I like to examine the cans before. So I was like, I was going to pop one open and just drink it. But I was like, look at this can. I think it was like for 4th of July. So it was like, it looked 4th of July colored and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw the 6.2%. I was like, oh. I was like, whoa. No, not even just a 0.2. 6.2. The 6%. I was like, oh, this is very much alcoholic. Oh, yeah. I almost fucked up.
That would almost ruined that sobriety. That would be bad.
Yeah,
that's really cool. I didn't know they had alternatives for IPAs.
I knew, I knew about the beers, but I honestly didn't know there was like a whole.
Yeah, right. Ooh, that's a one. I used to really like 805, and I had also recently tried a 805, the Blondale, not on NA. It tastes so good.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's actually. Valuable information.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, you can go to bars. There's like most bars. They have at least like a few non-alcoholic options too. I think one of my friends even told me recently, because she's trying to go sober too. Her friend makes mocktails, and she said that he was showing her all the stuff that he uses, and they taste legit like an actual. Like an actual drink. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, they're getting better with it.
Yeah.
Because I tried a mock. Have you been to the Alamo Draft House in downtown?
No.
It's a movie theater.
No, I haven't, but it's on my list.
That's a badass movie theater. It's so cool.
It looks really cool.
You got the bar. You can even do like the DVD rentals. You can even rent the DVD player and shit like that.
What the hell? I have seen it before. It looks cool.
Yeah, and you can go. Chill at the bar, grab your drinks, 30 minutes before your movie, head in with those same drinks right to your theater, chill, get some more, all that kind of shit. I tried a mocktail from there. She was the dumbest shit I ever did. I was so pissed. So I was like, I thought I was ordering a random IPNA. I fucked up. It was supposed to be a mocktail. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? This is like expensive, not even flavored water. Like, it's dumb.
A scam.
But yeah, I felt scammed a little bit. Yeah. I was a little pissed. It was like $13. Like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
But like I said, my friend has the bartender friend. Apparently, they're getting better at it. So
good.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of talk like in the TikTok space that they're predicting that they're gonna have more bars that. Sell drinks with just, you know, no alcohol, you know, with...
That would limit all temptation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you know, there'll be more spaces for people to, you know, be social without, you know, that, like... You're like, okay, the we pressure have to drink, right? Drinking.
My favorite thing, our favorite thing to say when we're not drinking in a social setting is we don't know what to do with our hands. Like, no, like, literally, I feel like so awkward.
If you're, like, in the middle of the dance floor and, like, it's not, like...
I literally don't know what to do with my hands when I'm not drinking. Like, it's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible. So, yeah, right on. That's a good idea for what to do with your hands.
Yeah.
Hold on to that one mocktail all night.
There you go. Yeah, they even have these drops that you could put into like any drink.
Oh, what?
Yeah, the adaptogens that are in here. You could put it in any drink. You could just carry the little drops. Put in any little drink. Any mocktail. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw those when I was shopping for these.
Yeah.
That's wild.
With options for everybody.
Yeah, they're all coming out. It's kind of insane how many options are coming out.
I don't know if it's because I just started looking up these drinks. I mean, obviously, you know, when you're on Instagram, you start looking up
they
things.
Start popping
now they
up,
start
yeah,
popping
yeah.
up. Yeah, I had no idea there was so many options. Right now.
Yeah.
They look pretty exciting, too.
Yeah.
It's really for inclusiveness.
Do you want one more? I want to try the other flavor, that's why.
No, she's like, I'm going to fall asleep.
I have to drive.
I'm dead.
I don't feel like you feel.
I'm not tired.
Like you have.
All right. Should we review?
Yeah.
What?
I got something. My stomach did something right now.
Oh no!
No,
digest a little.
It's like burning a little bit.
Oh damn! It's the vinegar.
It's the vinegar. There's literally no vinegar in there. Possibly. I tasted it though. What do you think? There's like something vinegar. Weird. No? Just me? Is it a weird aftertaste or no? He's not saying anything.
It's not weird, but I think I kind of get what you're saying.
Vinegar?
Not vinegar, though.
Something, I don't know what it is, but
it's the lemon.
A vinaigrette.
No? I think
apple it's cider vinegar is what I meant when I say vinegar.
This is like the berry part.
I'm realizing that.
It's like a little lingering on the berry.
There's some, I don't know. It's definitely not the best flavor.
Raspberry.
All right.
It's not that bad.
Reviews?
Reviews!
To the reviews! Packaging 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
That's easy. Mm-hmm. It's adorable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You got us.
The packaging done got us. Mm-hmm. Also, the website. Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful. Flavor. Flavor. Besides the raspberry lemon,
I'm going to
give them. I'll give it an 8. I think it's an 8 out of 10. Yeah, the flavors are good. I really like the blood orange. That's my favorite. I don't know what else to say. They're yeah, good. Like, there's nothing, just besides the aftertaste on that other one, there's no, like, aftertaste. There's nothing weird about it.
Do you feel cool, calm, and collected?
I guess I do feel a little cool and calm and collected.
No one else tried the one I tried, the all pink one.
Oh,
the
you're
one that,
right.
That tastes like a Go-Gurt to me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
Wait, should I just open it so we can try it? I didn't realize we didn't try all the flavors. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
sorry. This might alter my reviews.
10 out of 10.
It's a 10 now.
Hold on. That one is the strawberry rose. Rosie doesn't like strawberry.
Or rose.
Ironic.
It tastes like yogurt. Yeah. What the
fuck? What?
It's not bad. It's not like
it. It does taste like yogurt, though.
Dude.
Do you guys want to try it?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's like yogurt? Hell yeah.
That's good, actually. It's like oddly refreshing for a yogurt.
Right?
Like a cold yogurt. Yeah.
Yo, that shit smells like yogurt.
That's funny.
Go-Gurt. Yeah. Like straight up.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's killer. The flavors are good.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're pretty unique. Very, I would say they're pretty
unique. Very unique flavor.
Yeah.
I want to say like 7 out of 10 as well. I don't know. 7.5 maybe. Just because.
You don't want to try it? Just give it a sip. You're not going to die.
It's mostly like your cult.
You know? Yeah. It's kind of giving that. I think that's what it's reminding me of.
Uh-oh. I don't like it. I don't like yogurt flavors. I don't like yogurt.
I don't like yogurt that much either. But I feel
it's
like
it's giving you cold.
Dude, I love yogurt.
But sorry. The packaging was good. Even the flavors, like it's different. It's unique.
Yeah.
It's just I don't know. I feel like it just got me sleepy.
Yeah.
And it took two of them to get me sleepy.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like my day was.
It literally says, but like it's supposed to make you feel cool and calm, so I think it did.
But it says we can't do feeling of sparkling water to brighten your day.
You're like, but I am not.
To be fair, it is night.
It is nighttime, and you did have a long day.
It's sleepy time.
Yeah.
Almost, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just. I don't want to compare it, but
no. Yeah. And there's literally nothing to compare it to. But,
yeah. 7.5.
I'd What's say. Your favorite flavor?
Honestly, I don't want. I can't pick, but I really like the blood orange and the tropical bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Those were really good.
Yeah.
I don't want to try that, but.
I don't care. It's not that bad.
Number 4 on the
total. Yeah, it's the worst flavor. It's not terrible. Mm. And then, like, after a couple drinks, you get used to it. But there's, like, some weird aftertaste to it.
I think it's the berry part.
Maybe. Mm. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's the berry.
She doesn't like berry.
Me not liking anything.
Because that's... You said that once you said aftertaste, I'm drinking it.
Maybe it is a berry. Yeah. Like, a strong berry. That makes sense.
Yeah, okay, definitely. I got the lingering berry.
Okay. That could be it. Why did I think it was vinegar? I don't know.
It would be a berry vinaigrette.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Okay. So, what do you think? Go.
Hey, go. So, you know, started with the packaging. I mean, I like how it's kind of smooth. It's really smooth to the touch. That's nice. It's nice
it
to
is
hold,
a,
you know?
It is a different texture.
Yeah, it's a little, it's like, I'll tell you, it's like a smooth texture. Yeah. It's nice to the touch. You just kind of fiddle with it a little bit. Like, okay. Yeah, and the flavors. Definitely blood orange. Starting with blood orange, bomb.
Your favorite?
Yeah, that was bomb as hell. The yogurt one, I really like that one.
Yeah, it's good.
This one's still not that bad. The rest of it's not as bad. Yeah, I'd probably do like a solid 8 out of 10. I feel pretty chill. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a placebo because I've just been saying cool, calm, collected every time I look at it.
We also don't know if it's placebo. Yeah, we're just like, no.
But I do. I feel like I'm chill. Like I'm really chill. Yeah. I am chill.
I can agree that I feel chill. Yeah.
We're all chilling.
We're chilling right now. Calm. Okay.
consistently cool, calm, and collected.
Oh, there you go.
Damn.
Okay, friend.
Am I fake high?
No, I'm kidding. Am I fake high right now? It's the backdrop. I think it's the backdrop. It makes me feel like
fuck. Nah, I'm cool. Sobriety.
Right. We feel nothing. I'm just kidding.
I know, just starts laughing eccentrically. What? Don't laugh like that.
Starts walking on the walls and shit.
Oh my god. There you go. We're losing it. Stay focused.
Yes. Okay. I will give it. I'll give it an 8 out of 10. Packaging 10. The flavors are really unique. I think that's why I'm going to give it an 8. And they weren't. None of them were terrible.
Favorite flavor?
My favorite flavor. I think it's this one. What's this one?
Tropical.
Tropical Bliss.
Yes. Tropical Bliss was my favorite. This is really good.
Would we buy them again?
I think
questionable.
So.
Questionable.
I don't think I would.
Because they're kind of expensive.
I think it's just like the aesthetic of it's really pretty. But yeah, I don't know. I would rather try something new.
Yeah, I was going to say, it depends on all the other ones we try in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And so if you buy it again, just I'll throw ends on it. It's not that expensive.
So you would buy it again?
Sure. Yeah. If I wasn't alone.
Right. Okay. In a social setting.
Yeah.
In a social setting.
Guys, you guys want some recess? You want to take a recess?
Well, Michael, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Being vulnerable with us. I really appreciate it. If you had any like advice to anyone that wants to start their like sobriety journey, do you have anything to say?
Be 100% real with yourself. If you think that you need to go sober, you need sobriety in your life, don't bullshit yourself and don't bullshit anybody else.
Amen.
Back to be very blunt. Be very straightforward. Open and honest with yourself and anyone you have close enough to you that you trust to open up about that kind of stuff. Yay. So yeah, and just stick to it.
Yay, I love that. Yeah. Beautiful. Well said.
Good job. Thank you for being here.
Appreciate y'all.
Okay.
See you guys next week.
Did I press record here?
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You know what I was realizing while we were wrapping it up? Did we even introduce you guys in, like when he first got here?
Nope.
Sorry about that. Hi, Brianna, Michael.
Michael.